A lot of people sticking up for Kelly, saying things like this. So you'll put your face, calling us hypocrites. So you'll put your face on the other person for a face party, but you're not willing to share a toothbrush?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
Yeah, you'll go down to that underwear region.
Mm-hmm.
Fully comfortable. And then you'll even use your toothbrush to clean your mouth out afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Don't mind.
Ain't nothing wrong with sharing a little spit, you know?
In a pinch.
I'm in a pinch every day. Every morning and every night I find myself in a pinch.
This text. Need some advice. I haven't been feeling the greatest lately, and it's gotten to the point where I'm experiencing breathing issues.
Okay.
Okay.
My district manager is putting pressure on me to return to work today so I can relieve another manager. I feel like my health and well-being should come first, but I also feel guilty that if I call off, I'm letting those other managers down and pissing them off. What should I do? Well, if you haven't gone to the doctor yet, you should probably go to the doctor.
I'd start there. I agree with Free Beer.
But if you're bad enough, you've called out a few times and you're having trouble breathing, the doctor's the first thing. Figure that out first, and then if it ends up being that it was a false alarm, then you can go back somewhat hat in hand, but they're going to understand the better safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't just go in if you're having breathing issues. I don't know what that means. Does that mean, like, your lungs are filled and that, or, you know,
yeah, I mean,
who
if
knows?
You've got pneumonia or something stupid.
If you have pneumonia, you shouldn't be there anyway.
Yeah, you shouldn't be around anyone. So, yeah, maybe I'd start with a doctor. And then, because if you just go in and you're like, I don't know, I don't feel that good. I think I'll stay home. And they don't really know why. And it just seems like maybe you're kind of being a baby about something. Then go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. It seems pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Show code. I haven't brushed regularly for almost 20 years. So, Kelly Cheese, you do you. We all get to choose our own mouth path.
No, you should still brush your teeth.
I don't get to judge.
Yeah,
I do. I'm still brushing my teeth.
Mm-mm.
I brush my teeth twice a day.
Yeah, with leftover yesterday's bison or whatever.
Yeah,
oh my
so you're just moving your stuff and putting his on top.
I just don't think that's how it works.
You guys are just swapping plaque.
I don't think that's how it works if you clean your toothbrush afterwards.
This one. Hey, guys, my fiance and I have been listening for years. I'm still a fancy idiot after having moved away from Nashville.
Okay.
We've had a steady relationship for 6 years. We dated for a couple years in Nashville, and then we've lived together for 4 years since we moved. Things were a little rocky at first, the first couple years of the relationship, but for the last few years we've been together, things have been great. By all means, if it's rocky at first, move somewhere together. One big problem, we don't have sex or any kind of romance. I try, and it's just never returned. So I started looking elsewhere. Keep me a Jimbo. Might want to mention that in the first paragraph, but I kind of assumed that.
I would always lead with that.
Nothing ever serious, just some fun. I can afford it easily with my income. I make enough. I know it would devastate my fiance if she found out. She's pretty jealous. So I could see the situation becoming unstable if she ever found out.
Yeah, fiancés are like that.
Yeah, what's the deal with fiancés not wanting you to have sex with sex workers?
Yeah, they always get all bent when you're trying to hit up prostitutes.
I mean, come on, man. Sensitive much? This is all sarcasm.
God.
Things have gotten much more complicated recently as I've started to become more intimate with one of the escorts. Yeah, that fiance, she's being really dumb about this.
Yeah.
She's been pretty deeply involved in OnlyFans since COVID wrapped up. She lived in a different city a few hours away. We can see each other 7 to 10 days a month, go on trips, talk, and text a lot. I'm helping her financially because I can, but I haven't asked her to stop her work yet. But if I were to ever be serious with her, I would need her to do that. Okay. I'm emotionally connected to her. I'm going to go out on a limb. I don't even know if this is what you're asking yet. She's not with you. You're paying her.
Right.
She's a sex worker.
Come on.
You're paying her. You're helping her cover her bills. She hangs out with you 7 or 10 times a month.
Oh, he's going to be that guy that he's like, oh, you don't like me? I've been paying for blah, blah, blah. I'm paying for blah, blah, blah.
You fell in love with a stripper, man.
Yeah, no, fell in love with strippers. Yeah. Rule number one.
Well, I enjoy spending time with her, but I do feel like I'm being sucked into being a sugar daddy, even though I told her I didn't want to be.
Gee, I don't know. I bet she really likes you.
No, it's hard to say. I mean, the OnlyFans girl.
I think the only prudent thing to do would be to end both relationships, but I think I'm going to end my relationship with my fiance and try to make it work with the OnlyFans person.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
I
honestly agree with that sequence. But calling, I think you definitely should call off the wedding.
But calling off the wedding seems brutal. So I think I'm going to ask for a pause on a relationship where I spend some time working on myself. She doesn't need to know that I'm working on things with someone else, and then I'll come back if it doesn't work out.
Stop wasting her time. If it's not meant to be, and if you're not feeling it, just move on. Yeah, it's going to suck for a minute. She'll find someone else. You already found someone else that may or may not work out, but then you'll find another someone else if that's the case, but you're not into it.
Yeah, you're not ready to get married.
There's no point in dragging her along for nothing.
Mm-mm.
You're not into her. That's okay. That happens. Regardless of the other idiot stuff you're doing.
I mean, you're already cheating on her.
Yeah.
But you're doing that because you weren't into her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so just let her go.
Yeah, you're just putting her in a cage.
You're just wasting her time.
I mean, she's...
You're wasting her
time. Like,
I'm
not interested in you, but I don't want to break up with you because I don't want to find out that other people are interested in you. That's what he's doing.
Right.
Or what if other people aren't interested in me and then I have nothing?
Right. Yeah. Or you're just or you don't want to hurt someone's feelings or whatever. Well, any of those, it doesn't matter. I stayed with somebody too long years ago when I was much younger because I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be the bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the wrong move. That was the wrong move. Because then I started doing what this guy is doing. You start looking, and then the next thing you know, now you're like,
You're cheating. Yeah.
And then that was a whole different, like, bit of awful.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad for, like, all the way around. Like, that was so awful. And so, yeah, I learned a lesson. Luckily, I was young when I learned that lesson, so I don't need to go down that road again. But, yeah, it sucked.
Yeah.
And I'll always feel bad for how it affected her.
Mm-hmm.
And like we're on good terms now. Like, I mean, we don't see one another, but we're on Facebook and we'll like each other's kid photos and stuff, which is cool.
Right.
So she forgave me and everything. And so it's all good, but
you both probably would have liked to have the bulk of those 5 years back.
Yes.
I mean, and that's not a bad, I don't mean that in a bad way, but
no,
we all get older and learn.
No, she could have. Yeah. I mean, it all works out the way it's supposed to work out, I guess. But still, yeah, I wasted her time. Don't waste this girl's time.
You know how sometimes we do the ones where it's written to an HR firm and they answer, but they're stupid?
Yeah.
This is one of those. I have a colleague named Brenda.
Mm.
She's a lot older than me. You didn't need to tell me that. Her name is Brenda.
Oh, yeah, that's the mom of Karen.
I think you're right. What's the youngest Brenda you know or have met?
Brenda Walsh from Beverly Hills 90210 in the early 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
Who would be
that
in her 60s?
Brenda.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Brenda.
Yeah. For me, it was a substitute teacher who was 160 then. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, she's long gone.
I don't know a Brenda.
Yeah. No,
anyway.
Old school name.
Usually, the big problem with Brenda is that she comments on my appearance. Often, she thinks I'm dressed too hot or too cold for the weather. That's some real busybody stuff.
Okay, so like how
you're going to be too warm today.
So she criticizes you like I criticize my children.
Yes.
Like, hey, are you sure you don't want a hat? It's 20.
The other day, though, she commented on my dress's plunging neckline.
Yeah.
It wasn't, and how flattering it was, and how I should show off my figure more often. Oh.
Oh.
That's
actually
a compliment.
The way I thought that was going.
It's still probably inappropriate.
It is.
But it's a compliment.
Yeah,
I didn't expect that.
But she's not being a jerk about it, I guess.
I know she's coming from a motherly place and probably thinks she's flattering me, but I find it not only annoying, but uncomfortable. How do I get her to stop it without alienating her? She's kind of moody to begin with. Should I just suck it up? I just can't imagine saying anything about someone's appearance then other than, hey, you look great. I love that outfit.
Yeah.
Which is... fine.
Yeah, she's got old school mom vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if it's not Brenda and it's a coworker, Doug, and he compliments your plunging neckline.
Doug can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. But
it sounds like she's being motherly. She doesn't sound like she's being malicious. Are you sure you're dressed warm enough? You look good.
Damn it, Brenda, you're being so annoying. Shut up.
You're going to find a man no time. Look at that figure.
Right?
I don't know. Maybe Brenda could be fun. Like, take her to lunch. Talk to her.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Get her a couple dollaritas.
Yeah, Brenda could be fun. It seems like she's kind of cheering you on, but she doesn't realize that she's making, like, surface-level comments always about your appearance. Mm-hmm. But Brenda sounds like she's a girl's girl.
You play your cards right, she'll bring you casseroles.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I bet Brenda makes the best brownies.
This text sounds like Brenda wants the beaver.
Yeah, you might find out that
Thank you, Lansing.
It's possible.
And the cougar's going for beaver.
This text from beaver. Maine. I agree with Lansing. Dump them out. Brenda wants to see those cans before they're returned.
Before they're returned.
It's
doesn't really totally work, but...
Saying dump them out is a strange way to say it.
I will never know that sensation.
Dumping them out?
Yeah. I have friends of mine, their boobs just flop right out. And they look great, but they're just so big that it's like, yeah, you could literally just pull your shirt down and there they go. I will never know that. And I wish I would know what that felt like for just a second.
I was going to say, do you think if you could experience for a week, do you think you would want to keep them?
No. Not really. Just because I think that after a while I'd get annoyed by them.
Yeah.
Because I like being shaped like a boy. So it makes my life easier.
They never get to go braless.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing is I forgot to wear a bra actually when I went to this like client thing a couple weeks ago and I walked out of the house and was like, oh my God, I don't have a bra on. And actually by walked out of the house, I was about 30 minutes down the road. Nobody knew. Nobody. And nobody cared.
Are you sure no one knew or that no one said anything?
No one said anything.
Okay. I mean,
anyone ever say anything?
I don't know.
If you walked into a business meeting with a salesperson, would they be like, hey, nice to meet you, Kelly. You're not wearing a bra.
Were you wearing a tight white tee?
I thought your nipples were shaped that way.
Is your husband wearing the bra today? You guys probably only have one of those too, like your toothbrush.
Share that.
So I would miss that.
Yeah.
But I would like to know what it's like to be able to just take my shirt and be like, look at these jugs just falling out.
I mean, sometimes it's, you know, I think it's probably difficult having them. Big. I know it gets tiring having a giant hog.
Does it Hot Wings?
That's a good point. Hot Wings?
You know, it makes my lower back hurt, too.
Mine's about the size of two Hershey's Kisses stacked on each other. So
I'm
fine.
I like my nipples. Perfect. We've got so much in common in this room.
We do have a lot in common. Yeah. That makes me feel better.